Hey, this is Brent Attaway with Switch to Solar Podcast here again. We have another episode, and I'm actually here with one of our wonderful clients who's a brand new client, really, in the past just few months. And her name is Laura. So welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
I'm saying Laura or Laura?
Laura.
Oh, okay, Laura. I'm going to get it right, Laura. So welcome. Thanks for doing this with us, first of all. So appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So first of all, before we get into this, tell everybody listening, like, who you are, where you're from.
My name's Laura and I live in Encinitas, California.
Okay, great. Are you from California? Where are you from?
No, I'm actually from Mexico, but I have lived here for over 20 years.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So in Encinitas area for 20 years.
Yes.
In California. Awesome. Yeah, we're in San Marcos, like I said earlier before we're recording. So this is great. I know Encinitas. We're new, my family. So like we're new to California, this area here. So we're getting used to San Marcos and all this stuff and we love it. So anyways, so I obviously have the surfboard in the background. So before we get into it, tell me a little bit about it. Is this you surfing? Who's this?
No, it's my kids.
Okay.
I have a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Okay, good. So we are.
They're water kids. One's a water polo player, and they usually do junior guards, like junior lifeguards for 10 weeks out of the summer. So they're in the water for a long time, hours out of the day.
Okay, so we're just getting started then. It's summer, I mean, like they're about to crank it up. Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, we have a 15-year-old, my wife and I, we have a 11-year-old, so similar boat that we ride in here. Great, cool. Well, let's give everyone an idea, Laura, kind of where you were before solar, because now you have solar on your roof, there's panels on your roof, it's installed, you're getting cheaper, cleaner power, that's obvious. But kind of give them an idea what, are you with SDG&E before, or, and I know you're still connected to the grid, but let's talk about that a little bit.
So what happened was that, you know, I had been looking at solar, but I felt like every time people would ask me questions, they would kind of just write me off because my bills were anywhere from $80 to $100.
Okay.
And they said, oh, that's just not enough. It's not worth it. So I kind of stopped looking at solar. And I just figured, you know, my bills will always hover around that. But I actually was part of a pilot program in SDG&E. I'm nerdy when it comes to reading all my junk mail. And anytime they have a new program, I would read my junk mail and it suggested, if you want to be like these people that actually monitor your habits, you know, there was like, you can do different times of the day will yield you different prices. So if I did like my laundry on a weekend between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m., I knew it was like super, and they call it super, super off peak.
Okay.
So I would always unplug everything and make sure that I know that when you leave things plugged in, they still are using power. So I'm the type of person that would unplug everything and just very conscientious about being wasteful. So I pretty much just figured that I was never going to get solar because I had a small home. It's a really cute small community in Encinitas, but the homes are like 1380 square feet up to about maybe 1500 maximum. So they're small homes. And so what happened was that one of the reps from Switch to Solar knocked on my door asking if I would mind signing the HOA documents for my neighbor across the way. And then at that point I thought, wow, somebody's getting solar, but the houses are so small. Why would they get solar? And the guy that helped me was Bennett Maxwell. He was so sweet and like not pushy. And I pretty much said, well, come into my house. Let's sit down and chat. And just the fact that he was going out and getting signatures meant that he was going above and beyond what a rep would normally do.
Sure.
He was just very, very genuine and very willing to help. And I didn't feel like he was trying to like get my business. He was just educating me on solar. He had me pull up my bill and how much am I spending, you know, kilowatts per year, per week, per month. And he kind of educated me. And so at that point, he told me that, you know, you really don't have to spend any money. This could be 100% free. I'm like, what? Who gives you anything for free? And even though I was paying very little money, because $80 to $100 is very, very little money on, you know, San Diego Gas and Electric. He said, what about if I could, you know, get it lower to where I guarantee you the price per kilowatt and it's zero money out of pocket. It's a win-win. That way I don't have to only do my laundry on weekends. I could do laundry at 3 p.m. and on a hot day in the middle of the day where it's going to just give me a base price. It's going to be the same. And I thought, that sounds amazing. So at that point we started talking and I decided to do a power purchase agreement, and people really don't believe it. They're like, what? You didn't pay anything? I'm like, no, it's 100%. I mean, nothing's free. I mean, I still have a bill, but my bill is going to be guaranteed to be a certain price per kilowatt for the next 25 years. So when you look at it that way, I'm even trying to get my friends that rent houses to get their landlord to get solar, because it's going to guarantee that that tenant a really low bill. And they're like, but I don't know if he would go for it. I'm like, oh, just have him call me. You can't go wrong with it. It's a no brainer. So that's where I'm at with it. And now it's pretty cool to not worry about how much, you know, if you turn on your AC, you're not like, oh my God, it's the middle of the day, it's going to be so expensive. You should be able to turn things on when you're uncomfortable to make your house comfortable and not be worried about how much it's going to cost you.
Agreed. Yes, I agree. That's awesome. Laura, so let me get this straight, because you're not unique in the sense of your bill amount being $80, $70 in your square foot home. And sometimes maybe it peaks up to $100 if you just like decided to splurge on your AC or something.
Well, but it would go over $100 sometimes, like during, you know, during Christmas where I've got a lot of lighting going on, or like during the summer, we don't have, it's Encinitas, you don't have the AC on that much, but so my bill could be as low as $50, but it could be as high as $140. So okay, the average was around like $100.
Yeah. So yeah. And that's it's not like, you're unique in the sense of this. Most people think what you were saying started with is, oh, that's not going to be worth it. I'm going to save maybe $10 or $20, or on average, even if it was zero, you broke even. Let's say that's worst case scenario, right? Like, hey, on average, I'm just saving money, but now I can, it comes back to the point you said, which was, which I love your perspective that way, is, well, now I actually can do my laundry when I want to do my laundry. I don't have to tiptoe around what time it is. That's pretty cool. And that is unique, is what I'm saying. Most people don't understand that part about solar, and specifically to a power purchase agreement. Power purchase agreement, for everyone listening, is, if you haven't listened to any of our other episodes, there's a lot of, we explain it in detail, and it a very, like just layman's terms, very basic understanding of it, so everyone understands. But in general, you're just paying for your power per kilowatt hour now with a power purchase agreement. You are not purchasing the panels. There's no loan, and there's no lien on your home for it. So that's what, when everyone listening, when Laura is saying like, hey, I didn't, no money down, that's why it sounds too good to be true. It's because you're not purchasing it. We're not saying, hey, we're going to give you panels for free. No, you're going to pay for the power that's generated from them. And then over time, that's how the solar company makes money, is in the long run. So everyone's making money and you're saving money, and it's a very big win-win.
Yeah. You're basically using my roof to put panels on it, and then selling power back to me at a fixed rate for the rest of, for a long time, 25 years.
And it's pretty cool, because There's no way, Laura, you said you've been in this area for 20 years. That's 2020. So go back to the year 2000. It's funny that you just said that, or that this is what we're talking about, because I literally just wrote an article. I like to write. I do marketing stuff. I love that stuff. And so I'm sitting there writing and I'm like, I wonder what gas prices were, just to give a comparison between solar and gas prices, is if we could rewind to 2000, that's exactly 20 years now, and say, what were the prices? I just looked it up. This is 3 days ago. It was around, the average was about $1.36. So if I went back in time to you, Laura, and I said, what if I can guarantee to you $1.36 gas price, would you take it?
Of course.
Yeah. And so that's all. And we don't know, we can't predict the future, right? Like, it's not like I'm saying, but I guess that's the small risk you're taking, if there is a risk here, but it's kind of a no-brainer risk.
But that's what happened. Is that the rep that sat in my house that I did not, I did not call anyone. It just kind of fell on my lap. He was kind enough to educate me and say, look, all of these schedules where, you know, the prices, they're all in SDG&E. You just have to know how to find them. He goes, you can go back 10 years and find what you paid 10 years ago per kilowatt. And then they're going to just keep going up and up. And in, if you plan on staying in this house or renting this house or whatever, the person living here is going to be paying a lot more. So if, let's say I keep the house and I am renting it, mm-hmm. I'm going to guarantee the people living there a fixed bill for as long as they live. And that's got to be pretty, I mean, that's, you know, if you're thinking of renting one house versus another, that might be the thing that makes them decide to rent yours.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is how I explain it quite a bit. Let me ask you this then, for everybody listening and they're thinking, the majority of people that are going to listen to this, if they do, are going to have a higher bill than you. Like, they're going to have, the average bill of our clients that we talk to is around $230. That's the average, their average bill. And with SDG&E rates, because, and frankly, the reason why is because that's the average person looking into solar too. That's why, is because they're like, I feel like I'm paying a little too much or a lot more than I need to for my power. And so what would you say to them? Because I already know what typically you save more, the more you're paying now, and even if it is a large home, it doesn't matter. The more you're paying now, the more you actually potentially save. What would you say to that fact? If you were buying a house, let's say your bill was $230 now, how much more would you say do it, or no, question it, or maybe you should do this?
Well, I think that what made me more interested is because I did not think that anybody in my neighborhood would have bills as high as the guy that was getting solar across the street. His bills were like $300-$400. And I'm like, he was running the AC like 24/7. And I would say that if your bill is more than, if it's $100 or more, it's a no brainer. You should be looking at solar, because I thought I was not a candidate because I didn't have $300 bills.
Right.
I thought you needed to have a big house with bills over $350 a month. I wasn't that person, but I think that in the long run, my $100 bills could potentially been $250. But the fact that now they're fixed for the next 25 years, I think is very, very appealing. And if you know how much your solar's going to be, you know how many kilowatts your house is producing. You know on average how much you use per month, per year. You have a pretty good idea of how much you're going to be paying for electricity.
Yeah.
And I think that if you know it's a fixed cost, then it gives you just a better idea of what to budget for yourself for living, you know?
Yep. I agree with that. You're awesome. I'm so glad you are educated in this. You're very, you understand the reasoning behind this. It's a very logical thing. Now, I know in general, all of us make weird, funny, emotional decisions when we buy things, but solar is not, you don't need a whole lot of emotion into it. It's like,
right.
And if it's less and you can fix it, you just look at your risk and say, well, this is a very, very almost no risk thing that fixes my rates for a very long time, especially because, and that's why it's so great for homeowners. Back to your renter real quick, I have actually two questions. One, I'm glad you're thinking ahead, because if you do rent this house, let's say you decide not to sell it for whatever reason, and then you rent this home and you buy a new home somewhere in your future. It's pretty interesting. We've had, just lately, we've had more and more people with power purchase agreements specifically. They'll get a power purchase agreement because there's no money out of pocket. Anyone listening, it's not always like that. You do have to have a 650 credit score or above, okay? I'm not revealing your credit score, Laura, because it's not always that, but I'm just saying, typically everyone listening, disclaimer, 650 or above, you're just in. You can get it with zero out of pocket. There's some other ways around that, but I'm just make sure everyone. So if that's the case, we had one gal who just did what you did, meaning her bill wasn't that high, but she owned three other homes because she invested in real estate. And she's like, I'm going to fix these homes in and I'm going to charge, and she makes money off of the solar now. So she just charged, I think she charged like $15 more per month to cover any, and she doesn't, and with a power purchase agreement, there's no maintenance, as you know, like that's taken care of. You don't touch it. You don't do anything. So
let's say I rent my house and I could say, okay, on average, I could show them how much I paid and say, look, I was paying like an average of, you know, 100, 150. And all of a sudden you say, I'm not going to charge you, you know, that you're on solar. So I'm going to include the electrical into the rent. I'm going to charge you $150 or $200, and that's what you're going to pay, regardless of what you use. And then at that point, you're making money off them.
Yeah.
You could totally do that.
Yeah. So you see what I mean? That's the part where I think if somebody, I hope a lot of people listen to this, Laura, because this will make a lot of sense. The fact that your bill is so low, and most people are gonna be like, why am I not doing what Laura's doing? it's a lot easier to understand, because it's easy for me to say, you should do solar, whether you did it with our company or not, you should still do it because I'm biased to it. But like for you that just barely did it with a low bill, you're like, this is easy. So I'm glad you're, so thank you for sharing that, actually, really. But last question, why did you choose a power purchase agreement over like owning the system, like a loan?
So I actually had the money to pay it cash and just pay for it. But I would basically, at that point, I think I was going to be paying 9 cents a kilowatt instead of 15 cents. And even though I'm paying more, in order to like dish out 12 grand, I thought that's a lot of money. I mean, that's like, if my bill stayed the same, that's like 11 years worth of prepaying electricity. And I kind of didn't want to part with my $12,000. So I thought I'd be happy if I was being charged 15 cents a kilowatt. That's still a savings. So I thought I can use that 12 grand, use it for something else, do a power purchase agreement, and it's still a win-win.
Yeah. I'm glad you think like that in that sense. Again, I'm biased. So I'm like, yes, you're so smart, Laura. But like it is, it's if you take $12,000, you have to weigh out that risk of investing it. Once it becomes a loan or cash, that's now an investment, right? You have just put it into something that pays you back later. And so even though you're saving money up front too with it, it still was 12 grand that came out of your bank. Or
yeah, it was a lot of money that I didn't want to part with. And I thought, even at 15 cents, I'm still winning.
Yeah. So that's, and I'm not saying, you know, it's always PPA is not going to be 100% of the time best for everybody. But I'm going to say for the average homeowner is close. 9 out of 10 times, it's going to be the best choice. Here's why. Even this, so with my home, if I went and got solar and started all over again, I would still, I mean, it would have to be a very unique situation that I knew I was going to stay in the home. For some reason, I had a guarantee I was going to live in the home for a long time. And I knew I'd make my money back. And then, but the average American moves every 6 years. So like, your loan's longer than that, by the way, with most loans, if you didn't pay cash. And so, like, you see what I mean? Like, you're taking the risk. If you move early, now you're pretty much, the best you're going to get is break even. And now you just not even had solar. You see what I mean? Like, you thought you made a good decision. Now you're like, ah, I tied up 12 grand for no reason. I got it back. When I sold my home, hopefully that you got it back. But it didn't necessarily win anywhere. And so it's cool that you're able to just like, no risk, no big deal. I'm just going to save money and call it good. And so that's pretty neat. Thank you for sharing. Anything else you would share at all?
Yeah, I think that the people that you employ are great. Like I said, Bennett was great. He went above and beyond to have all the HOA paperwork signed. He went to my neighbors' houses. I could have done it, but the fact that he was willing to do that made it so easy. Anytime I had a question, I either texted him or called him and he provided an answer. I think that the company is very solid and the people that came out to install were great as well. I think that everyone's professional and I mean, I would definitely recommend everybody. It was a very good experience overall.
Thanks, Laura. Bennett's going to appreciate that. So first of all, not secret, but if you didn't know, Bennett is Bennett and I are co-owners in Switch to Solar. We're brothers. I just have a different last name. Instead of a brother from another mother, we're a brother from another father.
Okay.
So Bennett Maxwell and Brent Attaway, we're brothers and we are co-owners and co-founders of Switch to Solar.
I see the similarities.
We got lucky. I will say that because Bennett is rarely out. Like it is not often that he's out doing that. He was helping your neighbor and then he got lucky to work with you, but I just mean, it's not, usually you're not going to work with Bennett. And so, but he's trains all of our guys to work exactly how he does. So it's pretty neat that you were able to work with Bennett.
It was just so nice. Like usually you get these creepy, pushy people that, you just want to like close your door, say no thank you, bye-bye. But he was a genuine person. He really comes across as being very genuine, and I think that when you're in sales, people get turned off when you start getting pushy, and he was not like that. And I think that his genuine self came out for sure.
Good. That's so good to hear. He'll hear this, so he'll appreciate you very much. Well, great. Well, let's wrap it up. That's it. So I can't thank you enough for meeting with me and sharing on the podcast and just helping people understand solar from just a homeowner's perspective. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
My pleasure.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.